Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about ulterior motives. Our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Exodus 5:1 through 6:30, Psalm 18:1 through 6, Proverbs 3:29 through 32, and then Matthew 20:20 through chapter 21, verse 11. Today's focal scripture is going to be Matthew 20, verse 22, which says, "You don't know what you're asking." Again, we're going to be talking about ulterior motives. There are many people in scriptures who appear to be spiritually minded, but whose hearts harbor deeply unspiritual motives. Take the mother of the sons of Zebedee, for example, who, according to Matthew 27:55, was the one of the women who followed Jesus from Galilee in order to minister to him. Most commentators believe this small band of women to have been devotees of Christ, assisting him and the disciples by preparing meals, washing and repairing clothes, and so on. Onlookers would have classified them as deeply spiritual, willing to give up their time to minister to Jesus. And of course, in the main, they were. In one place, however, the scripture draws aside the veil from the heart of one of them, the mother of James and John, and shows her approaching Jesus with a request. "Promise that these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right and the other on your left, in your kingdom." "You don't know what you're asking," Jesus said. Matthew 20:21-22, "And he said to her, 'What do you wish?' And she said to him, 'Command that your kingdom, these two sons of mine, may sit on your right and one on your left.' And Jesus answered, 'You do not know what you're asking. Are you able to drink of the cup which I am about to drink?' They said to him, 'We are able.'" Yes, she served Jesus. Of that there is no doubt. But she had a secret and selfish motive in her heart, a privileged position for her sons. This is easy to excuse her actions, as many have done, on the grounds that she was doing only what any concerned mother would have done, attempting to get the best for her children. But Jesus saw right into her heart and said, "You don't know what you're asking." How sad that her beautiful ministry to Jesus was spoiled by ulterior motives. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, help me to see that I cannot be fully integrated person when we harbor within us two mutually exclusive loves. We cannot love you fully when I love my own interests fully. Set me free, set us free, Father, to live only for you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, we just got two questions today on our further study, but these passages will get you there. James 2, the whole chapter, Ephesians 2:3, and 1 John 2:15 and 16, and keep these two questions in mind. What motive was James exposing? And two, what does he say about the law? God bless you guys. I hope to see you next time on the next Trail Ride, and I hope you'll continually follow us here. And I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.